So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. We've been off for a week. We've not gone anywhere. We just needed a week off. We needed to recharge our batteries and just take a little bit of time out. Obviously, all our videos are still going out and all our podcasts were going out. We just needed that little bit of time off just to replenish ourselves. We've had 10 weeks in lockdown so far. We're on week 11, I think it is. And it's just weird. 70 days in lockdown. It's a long time. We're like 70, day 74, I think. We have been out a little bit and you can go out a little bit more. And some of the coffee shops are open, but we're not really going anywhere. We're very happy here at home. And that's where we're going to stay for the foreseeable future. But while we've been home, we've been looking around and we've been helping other people's businesses, and it's been giving them an opportunity as well to look at their business, to find out what's been going on in their business, and actually get some really good help looking into their business and deep diving into other people's businesses to find out what we can do to help them grow their business. And some of this involves business coaching, for example. Some of this involves funnel creation. So we've been looking and deep diving. And by the way, if you've got questions, stick them in the box below. But we've been deep diving into people's businesses to look at their sales funnels. And it's really obvious, by the way, with just a 5-minute look into someone's business about where their business is going wrong and why they're not able to close any business effectively, or why their businesses are not generating new leads. And this is just on the funnel. Well, that's only one aspect of growing a business, is how do you attract new clients and leads and how do you close them? But another aspect of a business is when you've got that lead, how are you delivering the product? And then what does your KPIs look like? How are you measuring whether this is being successful or not? And then I go into the actual process, and the process looks like this. So they take a customer on, the customer pays some money. They then deliver some product or a service of some kind. That's general business, right? Everyone's business is like that. But the problem is, what happens after that? Where's the money? How is that being tracked? And this is really important because most businesses, they haven't got a clue. They've not really sat and thought ahead of the game. This is how I want the flow of money to look. This is how I raise an invoice. And then I raise an invoice. And then the invoice gets paid. And I don't like those businesses. I like to get paid first, by the way. And very few of the businesses that I'm involved with get paid at the end because I want my money. Just like you in your business, you want your money. I like my money up front. So then I'm not having to chase into a debt collection business because that's not who we are. So we get paid up front. And then how is that money tracked? And then what about your income and your expenses, your income and your outgoings? How is that tracked? And so we then go into someone's business and we go, where's your spreadsheet? It tells you what your cash flow forecast looks like this month. And they're kind of scratching their heads and going, I don't know what you're talking about. Money just comes in and I spend it if it's in the bank account and then it goes out. And it's like, well, how do you forecast for month 3? What are you going to do in month 8? What's the plan for acquisition in month 14, 14 months from now? And they're like, looking at you crazy, like, that's not how you run a business. You just run a business where money comes in and money goes out and we don't have a clue what goes on. That's how most businesses run a business. That's how most businesses should not run a business, but it's also why most businesses go bust. They've got no controls over their income and their outgoings. They literally have no idea. And if they have money in the account, it means they can afford it. Even though it might not be their money, it means they can afford it. And so they spend it. And the other side of this is that personal expenses are then not separated from business expenses. And so you see all sorts of different expenses going out of the business. Like, what's this? So when you're looking at your own business, you need to print out all of your bank statements and go through line by line, making sure every expense is a business-related expense. You also need to go through where your income is coming from. Oh, well, Bob, yeah, well, Bob's supposed to pay, but he's not paid for 5 months, but he always pays eventually. What does that mean? How is that affecting your cash flow if Bob's supposed to pay £100 a month every month, but he doesn't pay? Or he only pays when he wants to, and it's every 5 months. How's that affecting your cash flow? Now, look, it might be that actually you've accounted for Bob paying every 5 months, and that's totally fine. But it means you're giving Bob an interest-free loan for £500 because you're not getting paid the money until 5 months. You might have already delivered services. And that might be fine too, but is that built into your finances? And I would suggest that it probably isn't built into your finances. It's probably, it's not built into anything. You have no idea what's going on. So you need to start taking greater control over your expenses. You need to take greater control over your income. When someone signs up with me for coaching, for example, usually to come out to the villa, this is the big one that kind of annoys me. They sign up for coaching. They go, yeah, I'm going to do it. They book their flights. They book their hotels. And I'm like, okay, you need to pay me. And they're like, no, I'll pay you 2 weeks before I come out. And I'm like, well, no, you won't. Just don't book your flights in the hotel because you haven't booked it with me. I'm going to leave those dates open. And then if somebody else books them, you've lost them. And they go, well, that's not fair. Well, hang on. Have you booked Ryanair? Yeah. Have you paid for it? Well, yeah, of course I have. Because you have to pay in order to book. Hello? That's exactly how you're supposed to run the business. You're not running on someone's goodwill about whether they may or may not pay you in 3 or 4 months' time. If they want to do business with you, they should be paying. Now, I get that some businesses have it on account, and I don't like that, by the way. I actually refuse to do business with anybody on account. I just, you know, we'll pay you in 60 days. We've turned down FTSE 100 companies that want to pay for coaching because they think they're going to pay me 90 days in arrears. I'm like, how's that work? That's not going to happen. Or we'll say to them, how about, okay, we're going to charge you 20% interest. No, we're not doing that. Well, shut up, Ben. What are you talking about? Why should I be out of pocket by 90 days? By the way, this is Universal Credit. They pay like 8 to 12 weeks in arrears, and people on benefits are going, well, why don't landlords accept Universal Credit? Well, why should we wait 12 weeks to get paid? That's not how this business works. It's not how any business works. And if you're desperate, if you're at a stage where you have to take those type of clients on because you're desperate, you've got a bigger problem. And the problem isn't that client. The problem is in your business. The problem is in your marketing, the way that you're actually running the business. And, you know, people go, well, how do I know if my business is not running okay? Well, these kind of things that pop up, this is how you know. You shouldn't be having to run around and firefight all these different aspects of a business. That's not how you run a business. That's how you run a panic business. And we don't want to run panic businesses. We want to be able to go, okay, our income for June is going to be X. And in July, it's going to be X plus 10%. And in August, it'd be X plus 20%. And so we always know what's coming. And that's how we should be running our business. We should have cash flow forecasts. And people go, well, how am I supposed to know what business I'm going to close? So, and that's a good point, but use it based on previous history. Now, if you're a brand new business, you can't do that. You've got to guess. But as you get better, as the months proceed, then you can start to build these numbers into your business. And you might go, okay, in 4 months from now, I need to be doing $5,000. And let's say in 5 months, I need to do $5,000. In 6 months, I need to do $6,000. And in 7 months, I need to do $7,000. That's great. Now you've got some goals. Everybody runs the opposite way as soon as you start mentioning goals because now they're under pressure. Oh, I don't want to do goals. No. What if I don't do $8,000 in 8 months? That puts me under too much pressure. You're right. You should be under pressure. This is a business, not a hobby. You're not doing this for the fun of it. You're doing this to provide for your family, to provide for you, to turn that money from the business that you're doing into assets so that eventually you can retire young, retire financially free. That's the whole point of doing this. Yeah, but I just love it's my hobby. Great. Well, it's a hobby then. Treat it like a hobby. Don't get paid for it. But don't treat a business like a hobby that you get paid for because that's not the way that it's done. I loved basketball. And I remember I was training 5 nights a week and it turned into a business and started to lose some of the joy out of it and I cranked it back down. It's probably one of the reasons I never went pro. That, in fact, I'm shorter than I should be. So, but it turned into like a job or work. I no longer enjoyed it. So I cut it back down. But then if I cut it back down, I can't then expect to become a professional at it. If you're going to run a business, you've got to run it like you're running a business, not like you're running a hobby. And people go, oh, but I love property. And that's fine. But you've got to love property and you've got to treat it like a business if that's how you're going to start making money. But you do this from having tighter controls of both the income and the outgoings. We've got no questions come in, so we're going to close it there. First one back after a week. We'll close it there. If you've got any questions, just come over to the Facebook group. Come and add them in there. We'll catch up with you there. We'll convert this over to a podcast. You can always download us on iTunes. Go and find us, Daniel Latta. We're on there. We've got like 370-odd podcasts going out there now, hundreds of thousands of downloads, which we're very, very proud of course. But go and find us on that. Other than that, we'll speak to you on Wednesday. We're live in the Property Cashflow Show. at 12 noon UK time. Come and find us there, and we'll speak to you then. Have yourselves a good couple of days, and we'll speak to you on Wednesday.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.